Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Get 'Em Onside State of Origin number 2 special Origin edition. And, well, the Blues have ran out of chances. They've got to win 2 in a row from here. And our man, Dan, he's running out of good time tokens over there in Vegas. Only a couple of sleeps left. How are you going, Dan?
Joel, it's been a long week. It's been a wonderful week. I've had enough. It's time to come home. It's time to come home and get the long flight so we can get to the Cauldron to see 17 poor New South Wales players sent out like the Christians against the Lions. Because I don't think this is going to be close. I think Queensland are going to do this and do this in style. In fact, I can't believe, I was looking at the odds today, that the Blues are only about 240, 250. I'm stunned. This is a total mismatch. In saying that, I hope New South Wales wins because we want a decider in Sydney. How are you?
Mate, I'm outstanding. And for the listeners there, you will appreciate the gap given the time difference there. But Dan, I couldn't be more opposite to you. I'm so confident on New South Wales for this. I know we lose Cleary, but, you know, even how Cleary played in the first game, he was fairly quiet. The kicking game was good, but he was largely out of the game with the ball in hand. So I just think Mitchell Moses can replace exactly what he did in game one. Mitchell, Latrell Mitchell I'm talking about, like he's just massive coming back into the side. Obviously today he had to get through a training run, which you think he'll be okay. Tevita Pangai Jr. out of the side. I personally would have gone Spencer Lanou, but he settled on Stefano. I'm so confident on this Blue side, Dan. They dominated him for an hour, good hour in that match last time. I just think we've overplayed the fact that, you know, Nico comes on in the centres, Munster burns him with the hammer, and with that, they're such dominant favourites. Why are you so bullish for Queensland?
Well, I respect that Brad Fittler has picked his own guys. If he's going to go down his way. That's why he obviously picked Moses. You're so right about Utoi Kamanu. That's a Fittler guy because he brought him through the camps and he had him as, 19th man last time around. So it's as if, I don't know, he feels he needs to justify it, but obviously he's got belief in him. I feel desperately sorry for Hines. I know Hines didn't take his chances. I said it last week. I was a bit apprehensive about a couple of performances. I didn't see the Melbourne Sharks game, but the score told me everything I needed to know there. Mitchell, look, the stage is not going to bother him, but obviously he hasn't got match fitness. So he's a guy that does need a run or two under his belt. And I think Queensland... why is Cobbo out, by the way? Please tell me he's injured. He wasn't dropped.
No, it's a hip injury. So he's out for that. And I'll tell you what, Dan, I've done a lot of tape work this week. There's a lot of tries around Coates, like not just at Melbourne Storm level, but also at Queensland. By the way, if you're wondering which side he'll be playing, he's played 6 origins. 4 have been on the right-hand side, even though he's playing on the left for Melbourne. 2 have been on the left. But when you think about this side of Queensland, I'm talking about their right side, Dan. You've got Nanai, Holmes, Coates. That's a big target for New South Wales.
Yeah, I get that. But the two, no question, but we're dealing with special circumstances, Joel. They've got two, did I read this? They've got 2 sessions together. That's it.
Yeah.
This is just all cobbled together. So now they're expecting Moses and Luai to form a partnership in 2 sessions. Whose team is it? Is it Mitchell's? It's supposed to be. He's the halfback. Hudson Young. I keep going through this players. I wouldn't have picked Hudson Young if I was going to drop someone. Did Young get picked?
He got picked to start. I don't think that'll play out like that, but he got picked to start.
I thought Pangai deserved another chance. I thought he was actually quite solid in Adelaide. He did one stupid thing. But, you know, like they can't pretend that they weren't expecting that was a possibility. It's Tevita Pangai. He does things like that where he'll give a penalty away, he'll offload, he'll push the envelope with the offload. He gave you everything he has given you for 5 years. Hudson Young, I thought the stage was a bit big for him. And now you're asking him to do it again. And he's certainly capable of doing it. But Freddie's a funny one because he dropped Cody Walker. Remember in 2019, he yanked him from the field because the stage was too big for him. Now, in fairness, Walker did play 5'8 and off the bench in 2020. So it's not as if Freddie never forgave him. But again, we're in this scenario where this is it. There's no second chances for Freddie, and he goes with his guys. So that's why the selections don't surprise me, because that's the way Freddie's gone. You're going to break it down in position against position, which is probably the right way to do it. I just look at a Queensland side that is so settled, and a New South Wales side. The media is that we eat our own, right? How many people have we heard suggested over the last 2 weeks? And what's crazy is that you're right. We were in front. I say we. I'm from New South Wales. New South Wales in front with 10 minutes to go, and it was only a lack of cohesion from Cleary, Tedesco, Yeo, that really cost New South Wales what should have been a fairly comfortable win. But we panic, because we always panic, and now I just don't see how Queensland are going to be any worse than what they were last time around in Adelaide.
The front rower debate, so whether you go with Tevita Pangai Jr. again, whether you have Spencer Lanou or whether you have Utu Kamanu. Now, Spencer Lanou, he's played on the big stage a number of times. He's won a couple of premierships. He's been in a World Cup final and therefore won a big semi at the World Cup. How many NRL wins has Utu Kamanu had, you reckon, in his career?
Oh, okay, that's a trick question. Well, he played 3 games for Parramatta. He probably won all of those. And then the Tigers, well, they won 4 last year, didn't they, or 3. They've won 3 this year. So he's probably won about 13 games.
Yeah, 12 games. So now you're asking him to go and win 2 State of Origins. I know he's not going to play a major part in it, and I know that Spencer's been behind that great pack, and he has. About the halfback race, though, we have settled on Mitch Moses. It reminds me, there was an AJC derby back in 1995, and these superstars, it was Juggler, Falante, Saintly, Octagonal, and eventually 3 of them paired off to fight out the last 200 metres. And that's what this has been like. We've never, ever in our lifetime seen a race like this for a number 7 jumper, have we, where it's been 3 players who we did a vote on the radio, and Adam Reynolds was the popular pick. So we've never been so undecided around a position that's so vital.
Yeah. Where were people on Hines in the end? Because, again, he was poor against the Dolphins. That's when my alarm went off for me. Or hang on, he had a chance to take this game. And then obviously the last 2 weeks, it hasn't happened for him. Were people feeling like he should have got the job? You said Adam Reynolds. I think we all romanticized, before you answer it, we all romanticized about the Reynolds-Walker-Mitchell combination. I'd rather that than this. I said last week, put Hines in there. Lou, I did a good enough job in Adelaide, even though he doesn't have Willy Wonka's golden ticket anymore with no Cleary. I'd rather the old South duo, trio than this. But were people feeling sorry for Hines, or is there a general feeling of, you know what, he had his chance to win this spot and he didn't really grab it?
No, both correct. Both people are either one way or the other. He botched his opportunity, or, they've hung him out to dry. The Reynolds push was on the back of great form recently. He's got the Suncorp know-how there. He knows the Broncos players' game. So that was the tick for Reynolds. But I think when Cody Walker had the quad injury, that was a bit of a mark against him. If they push for Cody, they'd probably go with Reynolds. But Mitch Moses, he was sublime on the weekend. I know you didn't see much football. Tevita Pangai Jr. was very poor. So recency bias for both Nicho Hynes and Pangai Jr. took him out of the side. But let's get into some of the betting markets here, Dan. It's fascinating. $2.35 now at the $2.45 New South Wales. Queensland into $1.55. They are the favourites here. I think that's overblown. First try scorer market, what I can tell you about the Queensland left wingers. So the last 13 games at Suncorp, the left winger for Queensland has scored in 11 of those games. So they absolutely profit there. That'll be Murray Taulagi. He's $9.50 to score the first try. For me, though, Dan, I've been very, very strong on this. Brian To'o will be the man on the left-hand side for New South Wales. It'll be him and Latrell Mitchell up against Valentine Holmes, Nanai, and also Xavier Coates. And there's not a world in this game where I don't see Brian To'o scoring. He's $12 first try score. We've also got the new markets, of course, where you can go first, second, or third try. But I'm just so certain Brian To'o scores in this game. Wow. Have you got a first try scorer pick?
Wow, that's an astonishing. I don't see a world where Brian Tuttle doesn't score. That's a very confident pick. I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way. That's an extraordinary statement to make. This is at Suncorp Stadium. I'm looking at the weather, by the way. Now, by the time this podcast drops, it might change, but it's typical Queensland. 22 degrees and a sunny day into a clear night. I would start to now seriously look at centres because the pattern has been incredible the last 2 or 3 years that centres are now at least matching wits with wingers with first try scorer. So over the last 10 years, I think it's 16 wingers, 13 centres, something like that. But centres have dominated. Look, I was on Val Holmes last time and went to the other centre of the hammer. So give me Val Holmes. I'll just take, you know, a fairly dependable option. How many times has he been first try scorer in Origin? A stack. So give me Val. I always get a bit clever with this. I always think, well, let's go with the team that loses, but I'll get them the first try scorer and try and marry up some doubles. I'm not going to bother with that. Just give me Val.
Yeah, and as soon as he did the big wow, Gibbo's grabbed the pen and he's written something down, which I'm guessing is the right and wrong for next week. It's either going to be the right or the wrong either way, Brian Tuttle. I think he's going to score, Dan. And by the way, on the podcast coming up, because there's no game on the Thursday, because you're in the States and for many other reasons, the Origin on Wednesday night, we're going to do the podcast on, and the show for that matter, which you can see on KO and Fox. We're going to do that on Friday. So that, yeah, it'll be a later start on Friday. Righto, anything else you like, Dan, in the markets?
I would say, what's the over-under?
I'll get to that, the over and under for this match. Okay, let's reverse engineer it. What do you think it should be?
I don't even care what I think it should be. I think I'm going over because I didn't think the defences were that great from both sides in Adelaide. Now, that was a slippery deck, and it ended up being, 26-18, so 44-point game. And I do think, are you going to think I'm nuts? I think Queensland have the ability to run away with this. What should it be? Probably 39.5.
37.5. You're going to love that.
How much?
37.5. You'll love that.
Yeah, I reckon that's a lack of faith in New South Wales' ability to score. But I'll say this, even though I'm all in on Queensland, Tedesco's going to have a much better game. Much better game. That gives me fear because I just can't see him having two poor Origins in a row. And I don't think he was that poor. He just tried too hard in Adelaide. So I think he might have a ripping game. If Sean bothered to be with us, he'd probably have him for first try scorer and man of the match, but he's not here. So we'll have to let that one go. But yeah, beautiful conditions. What are you thinking, Joel? I just can't see. In football in 2023 is far more open, it seems. I just can't see this being low scoring.
Well, Dan, we spoke about it in the main body, didn't we? The Get Them On Side podcast we did earlier in the week. I'm scorned by the unders overs. I thought Canberra were morals with Raiders with the Warriors rather to go unders. And then that score at halftime, I can't believe he got beat. So I'm staying right away from that market. Here's a fun fact for you. What about Brad Fittler, the Game 2 specialist? 5 from 5 as a coach in Game 2. The 4 and against... At 4 and against in that time is 160-42. So he doesn't just win Game 2. He laps them by an average of 23, the margin. So maybe 13 plus the Blues if you think about that. And as a player, Dan, I went and looked at that. Brad Fittler won 8 of 11 Game 2. So he loves the second game.
Wow. Have any, and I don't know the answer to this. I know 2 of those were in Perth. That blew it out 38-6, 44-12. Were any of those in Brisbane?
Oh, off the top of my head, I don't know.
I think one might have been. 2019 might have been because they won Game 3 in Sydney. Remember, Tedesco scored in the corner. These are different circumstances, though. So I actually looked at that before I left. I looked at some Origin stats. I could not believe that he was 5 from 5 in a Game 2 scenario. If New South Wales lose this game or just lose the series 2-1, would you think he deserves to get the bullet?
I'm not done with Freddie. I love what he brings to the stage. And I honestly don't see anyone who would bring more to what he brings to the game. But I do believe he needs to win the series. Otherwise, it's ta-da, Tatiana, Western Web. He's gone. And sometimes, I love Freddie, and he loves to be different and all those sorts of things. But sometimes I think we've just got too cute and too clever. You know, like Tevita Pangai Jr., I thought that was too cute, too clever. I think that Utu Kamanu might be too cute, too clever. The starting of those players in favour of Murray and Liam Martin last game, those little things. But I love him. And the more I think about it, Dan, and having seen the weekend performance, having seen Nico's game against the Broncos, I was very strong on Nico to be the half, and I do love Nico Hines, but I think he's made the right call with Mitchell Moses. I do believe that, you know, he played in that grand final last year. He's a much, much older player than Nico. I think athletically, he's just more sturdy than Renault. I've just got a good feeling, Dan. I know we oppose it. I'll tell you, just on him and the Wally Lewis medal. So, in my opinion, and yours may be similar or different, Liam Martin is the only one who would have polled any kind of votes for New South Wales. Liam Martin is $51 to win the Wally Lewis medal.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, $51. And under the new system, I feel as though whoever's voting is they've got more of a lean to the forwards. A forward hadn't won the Wally Lewis medal for 6 years. Pat Carrigan won it last year. And then Cotter comes out and gets the man of the match in the first game. He was bulletproof, not starting. I think he will start, despite what we read, Liam Martin will start. And he's a massive chance at $51 if you think the Blues can win the series. Two players who had nothing to do with the loss in game one was Latrell Mitchell. He's $31 to get the Wally Lewis medal. And Mitch Moses is $41. All those three, I think, are decent bets.
Of the three, the Martin one is the most compelling because he's put some runs on the board already.
Yes.
He was easily New South Wales' best player out of game one. And I think game one was close enough that a New South Wales player probably would have got points. I think. I don't know, actually. Cotter, Carrigan, Munster. Maybe Queensland's got a clean sweep of the put. How does it work now? Is it a 3-2-1 system, Joel, and then they add it up?
I think there's three judges who give that. So there's possibility that more than sort of three or four players poll. Reece Walsh would have polled as well. So no doubt about it. But if there was any votes for the Blues, it had to go to Liam Martin. So $51, he's absolutely bulletproof. He destroyed the Roosters on the weekend. He ran straight over the top of James Tedesco. He's in rare form at the moment, Dan. So picking the margin, I'm going to back. I feel like we're polar opposites here. I'm going to back New South Wales 13+, just at the price, which $6.75 is my bet for that. Which way are you going there?
I'm going to say I agree with that as a good price. Like look, you might as well, if you're going to go in, go all in. I'll go Queensland 1-12 here. I don't think New South Wales are chumps. I'm very comfortable. I think Queensland will win this game. I think the stage might be a bit big for a couple of Blues players, but they're not hopeless. You know, I have a worry about Latrell, but I'd be still pretty comfortable. He's going to do a couple of big things, you know, 80% fit or not. So I'd go 1-12 there. Yeah, that's probably where I'm thinking. Who was last try scorer in Adelaide? It was Munster. Yeah, so we don't do last try scorer markets, but again, that is also wing and centre dominated because that's the one you think is going to be a bench player or a second rower as the edges get a little bit frayed. Well, I suppose they do with a centre, but wing or centre there for me. And I would assume the team that wins will have the last try scorer there. That's basically where my head's at there. Moses goal kicks for the Blues?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Who's the other option there? Latrell, but he's injured. But it'd have to be him, I think.
Yeah, Moses is good enough. I mean, that's fine. That's fine. But I do think hot point 26-18. To me, is about where I see this one here. So the score in Adelaide is about the same score here. Would you say winner of this game wins the series? Obviously, Queensland, that's moot. But if New South Wales win this, they win game three as well?
100%. Well, they'll be $1.50 at home and just up and about with confidence. But the way we're seeing all these outs, Dan, it's going to just come down to who's available. Like, we're just seeing people drop like anything. There's new player combo markets, which I love, which you can put in the same game multi. So, for example, I'd be anchoring this one for sure. Brian Tottle and Josh Adokar. So either of those two to score, you're getting $1.57. Either of those two to score. Murray Talangi and Tom Trbojevic, $1.57 likewise. So there's a stack of markets there for the player combo market. So you can have the player to score the first, second, or third try. We've got the margin, the total points double. There's a stack of markets. What's your best bet of Origin 2, Dan?
Queensland to win is not good enough to be a best bet. You know what? I think people are creatures of history and will remember that Munster was outstanding, the talk that he's the new Wally Lewis. I would have Munster to be man of the match in this game because I don't know how many times he's won it. I think twice, and I could make an argument that that's not enough, that there's actually been other games where he's been better and probably could have won it as well. So I'm going to say people, if he has another great game or a very good game, people are going to go, oh, yeah, and he was great in Adelaide as well, particularly when the whips are cracking. So I don't know what the money is there, but I'll go Munster. Also, Carrigan was underrated, his performance. And I would look at him for Wally Lewis again, but I'd be very surprised if they gave it to him 2 years in a row. I know it's a point system, so... it's not they can't sort of manipulate it as much, but no, Munster man of the match for me.
Okay, Munster $5.50, Carrigan $15, and Wally Lewis medal for each $3.40 for Munster. If he got man of the match, you basically could give it to him because he was at a blinder in Origin 1 as well. Carrigan $14. So would you rather $15 for Carrigan to get man of the match, or would you rather the $14 for the Wally Lewis medal?
No, I'd go man of the match. I tell you, what's Munster's odds for the Wally now? $3.40.
$3.40.
Yeah, that's too short. No, give me Munster. Munster in for man of the match here. I'm fascinated to see how Rhys Walsh goes. We said this last week on the pod that he's becoming very chesty, and rugby league has a funny way of biting people. I think this is a genuine feast or famine game. He is going to light it up at home, or he's going to have the dropsies. I don't see anything in between for Reece. I think Reece's performance has a big say on the result here, one way or the other.
Hamiso Tabuai-Fadou, he's $2.25 to be the series top try scorer. Selwyn Cobbo at $7, but he's not playing this game, of course. Munster at $10, the Fox at $10, Brian Tottle, $15. Does either any of those appeal to you?
You read those the way Andrew Demetrio used to announce Brownlow votes? Like, Brian Tutto, three votes. Like, you really gave a bit of sense of theatre to that. I mean, it's a family podcast, but you almost sounded aroused when you read that $15. You know what? You're starting to talk me into it that I might have to. How many's Tutto got? Did he get any in Adelaide?
Toto in Adelaide. Liam Martin scored a try. Crichton scored a try. That might have been all she wrote, I think, wasn't it?
Well, there were three tries, but if he's got one, then I think it is actually very good value because he's only one off the lead. Hammer got two, didn't he?
Hammer got two. Cobbo got two.
Yeah. You can't have Cobbo. You cannot have Cobbo because then you're sort of asking for him to go nuts in Sydney, which is traditionally low scoring, particularly if it's a live rubber. Hammer, you can't take $2.25. Sean must have set these markets. These prices are off. Hammer, $2. You can't have Hammer at $2.20. That's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm with you. Give me Brian Tottle.
Brian Tottle. Yep, I love that. Well, Dan, we're done. Have a safe trip coming back. Enjoy the last couple of nights in Vegas. I can't wait to get over there later in the year. And just for the listeners, just to repeat, that we're back on KO Fox and on your podcast, whoever you listen through, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And by the way, feel free to give us a review as well. But we're on Friday, so a special time this week, which will be Friday. Safe travels, Dan. Great to catch up.
See you, Joel.
There he is, Dan Ganane. We'll have two of the three back anyway next week. But this has been Get 'Em Onside. Hope you enjoyed the Origin edition. The absolute best tip, though, no matter who you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set up a deposit limit.